When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the, the fastest way is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, golly, it is the first Sunday of September, and I don't think I've been able to say this. Well, a couple of things I haven't been able to say for a while. Haven't been able to say, well, welcome to a delightfully drizzly, rainy day, and guess who's here? Animal World production engineer, Nathan Miller. I haven't been able to say that for a while. Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, good morning, Martha. After the last day of stomping around, I kind of would like to be out there with the nice, drizzly, cool weather, because last time it was maybe a toasty 85 degrees. So I'm looking out there. It's like, man, this is a nice time to be stomping around. But the better part is I get to be spending it here with you on Animal World. And it feels like it's been such a long time to be on the show.
Yeah. It's like, automatic pilot is not necessarily the best place to be right now because, you know, things have been different. I mean, I spent, you know, since you lead a double life now.
Mm-hmm.
You aren't just Nathan, production engineer for Animal World. You are also Miller Lite's Bigfoot. And I would imagine when you're Bigfoot, you get pretty hot.
Actually, if you think about like a dog when they're out on a hot day, you know, they can stay pretty well insulated from the exterior heat for an amount of time. But then once they start getting hot underneath their coat, that's when you start having the problems. That's kind of how it is with Bigfoot. So it's like, I know what it's like to be a dog out on the walk. I'll be okay until I start getting hot on the inside, and then it's,
I see, yeah,
a lot tougher.
I bet. So have you had some pretty, because let's see, I know you are at in the beer garden at the stadium, and I know that you're Bigfoot in there on Sundays when they have a local game here.
Yes, Sunday home games.
Sunday home games, you're there. Are you there any other games?
There was only one day. It was August 1st. There was a celebration for quite a few things, actually, that day at the stadium. They were doing a season ticket holder appreciation night.
Okay, so only there on home games on Sunday.
Yeah.
Unless there's a special occasion of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just lucky we missed you there. So David has been filling in, and so, okay, so I've called David Nathan a few times. Never called him Jason, which is, I don't know.
Doesn't
where that comes
surprise
from
me.
So,
because...
But anyway, so yeah, so it didn't surprise me or him either. But now we'll see. Maybe I'll start calling you David. You know, you never know.
They are very similar names, so it happens a lot. You know, I get Mason, Jason. I've been called David before off, you know, the show.
Right, okay,
I mean, not just from
hey
you, but other people as well.
Well, anyway, so who knows what my brain will do with it, but it's nice to have you back in the saddle again and know that you're there. And golly, It's September already. But I guess, you know, the good news is that the ground's wet out here. It is currently just a really, really light, light drizzle. But, oh, we need the rain so bad. And with the serious fires we've got going on in the state, you know, a good rain would really help. So one of the things we've had already this morning, hopefully we've banked our technical glitches for the show. I mean, technically, Mercury's not in retrograde, but I mean, there's other stuff. Oh, I think what's probably messing with us, Nathan, is that there's a lunar eclipse today.
Yep.
Oh, what happened? I was just trying to
check and see if I can get the camera working, which is probably what you're going to be talking about.
Right, because I'm assuming that the weather is the same in, you know, Bellevue area, you know, Seattle, all of that, as it is up here. However, I am not able to see what Nathan's seeing because the cameras aren't working today. So are you, in fact, having some rain and drizzle down in your neck of the woods?
I can always take this camera here and see if I can point it a little bit better out. Yeah, we're just kind of gray and not really drizzly. It's, if anything, just a very light mist from what's coming out of the sky. Nothing's really wet on the ground or anything like that or shows any indication that it rained. But I was watching the radar last night. I was actually starting to see a little bit of thunder, or not thunder, but lightning flashes as I was just relaxing and watching a series on Netflix.
Well, don't talk about that. We don't want to encourage that.
I don't need
lightning is not what we need right now because, you know, we have serious fire danger going on. And we've got three major fires going on in the state. And we just don't need any lightning. So weather angels, we just need rain. Rain on the fires.
Yep.
Rain on the fires. But anyway, it looks kind of the same down there. Now, we've apparently had more rain out here closer to the Cascade Foothills. You know, I'm close to Highway 2 on the way to Stevens Pass out in the Salton area. But, you know, it happened during the night. It had to rain. It had to be a bit of a rainfall because I have puddles. You know, everything's wet and I have puddles in the driveway. And I thought it was not raining, but when I went out, I always go out with Robbie first thing in the morning, just to check and see before I let him out into the big yard. But and so I just walked out and then I realized it was lightly drizzling. You know, I felt some raindrops. So it's still lightly drizzling, but it has to have rained harder than that. But it was during the night because I wasn't aware. However, I have puddles and everything's wet. So that's a good sign around here anyway. It also means I don't have to mow today.
Well, coming off over the week, it does look like it's just going to be, well, we're flipping a switch. We've gone from hot to cold and from summer to fall and no winds yet from the fall, but scattered showers, pretty much a chance for them each day of the week going on all throughout Saturday. So hopefully we can start dousing some of those places that really need it most. And that way we can get not only the ground, but the air all cleaned up because I can tell it's very hazy up there as well. And I know we've seen some gorgeous moon shots of people taking photos of the moon, but still, when the moon is looking like that, even especially with the eclipse, you know, normally that'll cause a little bit of a discoloration in the moon, but the wildfire haze is really amplifying that.
I neglected, I didn't mean to not give it credit, but it's a full moon today, too. Full moon and a lunar eclipse. Now, I know that there's a lunar eclipse, and I see it in my astrology book here, but it doesn't say what time it is. So I'm not sure what time of the day, the full moon, is actually this afternoon at 2:30 2:09 is the full moon. Anyway, you know, full moons mess with everything and then you add a lunar eclipse to that whenever it is, that messes up the detail, too. So I guess we have an excuse. I won't have to blame anything on you, Nathan. We can just blame it on the moon today. And
It looks like the total lunar eclipse is on September 7th or 8th, depending on where you are, and visible from Europe, Asia, and Western Australia. So it's not actually going to be really visible for
right,
us here.
Right, I didn't
here.
Think we could see it. Yeah. Here. I don't think we could, no, we just know it's happening. But just because we can't see it doesn't mean it isn't happening.
Right. And it only covers influence. Only a little small portion of the world when it happens.
Right, right. But just so you know, if you need an excuse for why things are weird, it's a full moon and a lunar eclipse, and that's kind of like a double whammy.
I know. Isn't that strange or a little bit counterintuitive? Because a full moon means you see all of it, and an eclipse means you see none, but
yeah so, you know,
it's kind of weird.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird around here. So anyway, we don't have our, we can't get any outside cameras to work here, or, well, any additional cameras in the studio to work. And so it's a good thing we don't need the cameras for anything else. And because I don't have to see outside. But, you know, the other big thing we've been dealing with that I'm so pleased to see the rain is the smoke. The smoke is really thick this week. I don't know, you know, where you've been this week, Nathan, but boy, it's just been really, really hazy. Really smoky, some days worse than others. The worst days of the week that I experienced for the smoke were Thursday and Friday. I was down in Seattle both days, shoreline area, and man, especially on Friday, you could cut it with a knife. And and I'm still a little cloggy in my, you know, nose from the smoke stuff. So, you know, the rain should help
get that stuff onto the
clear
ground.
That smoke
yeah.
out of the air. So I'm hoping for more of that. And I think that might be responsible for. I have one. You have to make sure that we stay on time today because we do have interviews. And what it is, and in case you don't know, if you're just tuning in, it's Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and the first Sunday of every month is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And we will be doing our usual interviews. We'll start off at the bottom of the hour with Meow Cat Rescue. We missed Marilyn last month. She was out of town, but she will be back, so we'll catch up with Meow Cat Rescue. We've got Merritt and Beth Clifton from Animals 24-7 and the Ananda Institute in the last hour. And then at 10 o'clock, well, after we love train, we'll talk with Eileen and Help Animals India. So we've got all that stuff going on here today. But so trying to keep on schedule, we'll have to officially start the show here pretty quick, doing our prayers and affirmations and so forth. But I've had some dramatic experiences, Nathan. And it started last Sunday. And, you know, I love my birds, and I'm always talking about the hummers and all of that. And I told you that my birdie bath has been pretty popular this year. It's not a huge birdie bath, but it's right outside my French doors in my breakfast room area. So I see it all the time. And, but it's within a few feet, of the house. And, but it's just, you know, a wrought iron stand and then a glass dish. You know, and the glass is no more than like 2 feet in diameter. So it's not a huge birdie bath. And pretty much, I call it the robin birdie bath because the robins are the ones that use it all the time. But, you know, in all the years, I've always had robins. And, you know, you see a robin here or there, and there's always one or two on the, you know, looking for worms and that sort of thing. And I'll come in, and there's a robin sitting in the birdie bath, and they have just a great time, you know, cleaning off and all of that. But, you know, no traffic jams and not tons of birds, and you know, here and there. And then I see evidence of them having been in the birdie bath when I wasn't watching because I have little twigs in there underneath my wiggle wobble, which is what the little spinner that keeps the water moving so mosquitoes don't lay eggs and it attracts the birds. So I know when they've been in there. Anyway, last Sunday. Now, the last Sunday of the month, you know, we always run an encore so I can go to church. So I was just getting ready. I was zoomed in to Ananda and temple, and I went into the kitchen to grab my tea before the service started at 10. Okay. So I just ran into the kitchen and I look out the window and I about fell over. There it was like the birds, the movie. in my backyard, except one crows. It was robins. There were robins everywhere. The more robins I've ever seen in my whole entire life. All over the grass, all over the yard. There were four or five of them in the birdie bath, and they're bouncing each other out. And the twig, and there's water flying everywhere. There's twigs going everywhere. There's robins up the kazoo. There had to be at least 30 or more all around the birdie bath, in and out, in and out, in and out. And I just was dumbfounded. I was frozen. I was late to temple. I mean, here it is. I mean, because and I tried to pull my camera out, get a little picture, but it was absolutely amazing. And I wondered, gosh, am I just, is this happening all the time and I just don't see it, that I get all these multiple birds? And I really felt like, no, because by the time they were done with that big robin birdie bath party they had, the twigs were all out, the water level, most of the water was gone, cleared out, splashed out of the birdie bath by the robins, and the water was in there was really dirty, really dirty. So I cleaned it all out. Well, then every day I've seen evidence that the same thing has happened. Just as big a mess, all the water gone, the birdie bath really, really dirty. I've had to clean it out. And then I don't know whether it was at Thursday or Friday, one of those days before I left for the day, cruised through the kitchen, looked out the window, had another, oh my gosh, moment in that there's birds everywhere, but there are all kinds of different birds that I've never seen before. And lots of yellow on it. At first, I thought there were grosbeaks filling up the birdie bath and all over, but they weren't grosbeaks. And so some kind of bird that I'm not sure what it was. And so a bunch of different kinds of birds and some robins. And everybody's in the birdie bath. And they're all... So the only thing, the reason this came up and why I'm telling you this story now is because when I asked, what's going on? Have I just been missing this and I just haven't realized? And the answer I got is no. They need to clean off because they're all full of smoke.
Ooh.
How about that? So I think this is kind of an unusual situation with all the thick smoke out here that the birds have to wash it off. So how about that? So we're having smoky birdie bath parties.
I wouldn't have guessed, but that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. All righty. So I better get cracking here. No more stories. The rest of what we have, because we have to catch up with Nathan and, and gosh, aren't we? We got to be, I think you have a secondary job today, Nathan. Because aren't the Mariners playing?
They've already started. Okay. Yeah, they are right. Getting ready.
Just so you don't have to cheat, I'm giving you a second job. Your second job is you need to pay attention to the Mariners game so you can tell us if we need to be putting more energy towards them, because they have to win, right? Don't they?
Yeah, they have kind of gotten themselves into a bit of a sticky situation with that road
all
trip.
Right. Well, we'll cover it. We're going to have a little extra time in the next hour because Eileen has to leave a little early at 10:30. So we'll have a half hour to chat with you, catch up on all the follow up and everything we need to talk about. I've got a fair report and all that sort of thing. But we'll hold that off till the 10 o'clock hour. I think rather than do ads, Nathan, I'm just going to officially start the show, do our prayers and affirmations, then we can do ads and change hats and canoes in the stream and get started with Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and welcome Maryland back. Does that sound like okay with you?
You got it.
Okay. So you keep an eye on the Mariners and you, whenever you need to, you can let us know if we need to say a prayer for them in the playoffs. Alrighty. If you haven't been here to start the show with me, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. So the first one is for our animal friends, then one for us human animals, and then a whole pile of affirmations that we do I've picked because of their life-altering potential, and share them all with you. And you just need to know that you can join me, say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, silently or out loud, or you can opt out. Not like getting on the love train and dancing at 10 and 11. Dancing's required. But here you can opt out. I always think there's a little weird, something weird about that. Anyway, here we go. I start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty then, now we get to our affirmations, all contributed by one member of our animal world family or another for their life-altering potential, as I said. First one was a spiritual assignment to me. It was years and years ago, and the assignment was say this out loud 3 times in a row every day for a week, see what happens. I'm still doing it. Changed my life that much. I share it with you. Here we go 3 times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number 2 actually comes from one of our guests being next week for our healing show. That's Linda Rasmussen, one of our best practitioners. And, you know, when Linda does a session for one of y'all on the air, she always gives an affirmation to keep the energy going. And that's where this affirmation came from. And so many of you started using it, calling me and saying it was changing your life. I started doing it. I'm still doing it, too. It's changed my life. And now in this affirmation, when I say abundant, imagine in your mind the type of abundance that you want to manifest in your life now. All right, here we go 3 times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty then, this next one comes from my spiritual family, Ananda, but the Italian division. And this is the affirmation I use. I do this for me. I do it for my animals to kind of keep us in line or in the right frame of mind and energy to be in the world as it is today. Here we go 3 times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Alrighty, then this next affirmation comes from our guest in 2 weeks. That's Natasha Venter, our medium communicator and psychic gal. And I do this for myself and my animals as well. And this is the one we do to kind of keep us in balance and kind of alignment with the crazy energies going on. All right, 3 times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then to kind of wrap up the longer affirmations here, this is also from the Ananda Institute, but Ananda Worldwide, their Warrior of Light affirmation. Boy, do we need this in the country, around the world, everywhere. Just send the light everywhere. Okay, here we go. God's light is within me and around me.
with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty, and then to conclude this whole ritual, Dr. Nell's contribution in his favorite part, cross your hands over your heart on top of your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty then. Whew, that was nice. Remind me of Dr. Nell's, his big news, Nathan, is the server that hosts his website. Died, went out of business, and poof, all of a sudden one day his website's just totally completely gone, and that has been a real disaster. His whole world kind of revolves around his website and his business now that he's over in Idaho, and he is scrambling. He and his wife Martha are scrambling to get another website built and up. They thought it would be done in a week. It is still not done, and I haven't heard from him if they know when it's going to be done. The reason I'm mentioning it right now is because if you're a member of Dr. Nell's private membership group, he sends out a newsletter every month that is packed full of great stuff, and it always comes out the first Sunday of the month, and it's always in my inbox, before the show. I don't usually have a chance to read it, and we do go over it next week when Dr. Nell's and Linda are with us for our healing show, but didn't get the newsletter today, Nathan, so I am concerned that... with the website down, he's not able to do the newsletter either. Now, just so you know, if you need to contact Dr. Nell's, the website's not functioning yet, but you can call him. He's keeping his phone close, and he would be delighted to hear from you if you need anything. Just write down his phone number is 208-451-6003. 208-451-6003. All righty, let's take care of our advertisers, and then we will get on with the theme of the day, shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday, and we will be talking to Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland shortly, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We heard from Linda Rasmussen, one of our very gifted healers, will be in with us next Sunday, and doing free remote treatments for you guys, and her brother, Dr. Nils, will also be here doing treatments for all our animal friends, and know that Linda is available to work with you in her office. She works out of the Intraspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery, and she can work with you in person at her office or remotely on the phone or via Zoom. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And if you've called in and had a session with her on the radio, she says that doesn't count. She'll still give you a free session off the air. So if you haven't worked with her off the air and you would like to try out some bioenergetic synchronization technique, best therapy, she is a very gifted healer. She does a session with me once a month. And it's wonderful. It's coming up. I can't wait. Anyway, call or text her at this number, and she would be delighted to give you a free session. The number to call, well, you can check her out on her website, verticalenergyworldwide.com, and her phone number is 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. Remember, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available to see you at the Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. It's in her home now, so easy access and parking. And boy, what a gift to be in the gong room. And boy, if you haven't experienced it in person, it's absolutely phenomenal and great. She does wonderful remote work and can do specific sound healing baths and videos for you. Anyway, check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. Let's get to our first interview of the day. Shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And boy, certainly helping a lot of our animal friends would be Meow Cat Rescue, especially if they're cat suits. But they help some dogs, too, and you never know what else. Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland, Marilyn Hendrickson is here. Good morning, Marilyn, and welcome back.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Oh, I'm okay. You know, considering it's a full moon and lunar eclipse day, yeah. We're having our little technical glitches here and there thanks to that. But I'm delighted to say that my ground is wet. I have puddles in my driveway. It finally has rained, which is really nice. Yes. Have you got some rain going on down in your neck of the woods?
Well, it rained pretty good last night, so it really cleaned the air, and boy, it was getting dusty and dry. So that was very, very welcome.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm so grateful
to have that too. And gosh, let's since we missed chatting with you last month because you were out of town somewhere, and so we haven't had an update. But if anybody's just tuning in and hasn't heard, why don't you just let us know, what is Meow Cat Rescue all about?
Meow Cat Rescue is a nonprofit 501c3 animal shelter slash rescue organization. We rescued mostly cats and kittens. We do have a very small dog division. On site, we have cats and kittens. In foster, we have cats, kittens, dogs, and puppies. And we are located in Kirkland, just across the street from Metropolitan Market in the Houghton area.
Yeah, Houghton area of Kirkland. And meow, the let's see, in the shelter in Kirkland, you've got the cats and kittens that are available for adoption. Right?
Right.
Yep. And then we also have a bunch of kittens and stuff in foster care, because you don't bring them into the shelter until they've grown up enough to be spayed and neutered and had all their vaccines and chips and all that good stuff, and then they come in. So even though the shelter is full and you have all kinds of kitties that need homes, there's a whole bunch in the backyard, so to speak, in the foster program that will be coming into the shelter. So you have a constant supply.
Yep.
And am I remembering now, current hours for Meow, when people can come to the shelter and visit with kitties, adopt if they wish, what, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yep, from 1 to 5. And then on Saturday, we actually have started opening at noon.
Oh, okay. So I'll open an hour early on Saturday. Great.
Yep. Yeah.
Great. But today you'll be open, but from 1 to 5, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And so if people want to check out the kitties ahead of time, they can do so online by going to meowcatrescue.org. And when you get to the website, click on available cats and kittens. Or, you know, you could click on available dogs. You don't have a lot of dogs, but you usually have a few.
We have a few, yeah. We're primarily cats, but we do have dogs.
Yeah. So if you're interested, you can check that out on the website and see what they have. And then I assume they would contact, if somebody was interested in one of the dogs that you have, they would contact you through the website and make an appointment to meet them.
Yep. So, yeah. Within each Pet Finder listing, at the very bottom of each listing is contact information if you have questions or are interested in dogs or cats.
Excellent. So anything going on right now with the shelter? I don't think I have any events or anything going on. I know, we'll be gearing up towards, I can't believe, the holiday season pretty soon. We haven't even ended summer yet, but so anything going on with Meow that we need to know about?
Not really. We're just trying to get through a very, very busy summer. I don't quite know what happened, but kitten season didn't really end last year. It just kept going and going and going, and it's just been one continuous circle. But, I mean, we're doing really well. We've been helping out some hoarding situations, and we're getting some amazing, amazing cats and kittens out of these hoarding situations.
Yeah, I know. That's we're going to be talking about a big hoarding situation here in the state. I don't know what 11 to 11:30 we talked to animals247.org, and Merritt and Beth Clifton monitor pretty much everything's going on the planet with animals. But I know one of the stories we're going to talk about today has to do with a big hoarding situation here in the state. But when these things happen, and I remember I'm seeing kind of news reports on the fly here or there, that there have been recently, some busts of or discoveries of hoarding situations, with incredible numbers of animals and so forth.
Yeah.
And so when they've obviously, if they've run into a hoarding situation around here that involves lots of cats, Meow Cat Rescue, and I would imagine with some of the other rescues around too, y'all kind of participate, and what the cats get spread around to whoever can take them. Is that kind of what happens?
Sometimes it works that way. Currently, we have been working on a hoarding situation since May. This is a four-bedroom apartment, and thus far we've pulled 102 cats and kittens out of that apartment.
How big an apartment?
Four-bedroom apartment.
And over 100 cats so far? Does that mean you're not done yet?
That means we're not done yet.
Holy moly!
That's right, yeah. And so
how many people involved? Like one person and all these cats, or
it's a mother-daughter team. It's just two amazing women that rescue cats, and they somehow heard about this place and they went in, and holy moly. So we're working on
You mean
that
it's a mother-daughter that discovered the hoarding situation, or a mother-daughter that is the hoarding situation?
No, the mother and daughter heard about it. I'm not entirely sure how they heard about it, but they are running their tails off, pulling cats and kittens and working on getting spays and neutered. And I've got two of those cats right now in my foster room, and there's so many, and they're such a nice group of kitties. And I don't know how this happens. I don't understand it, but that's just one of our hoarding situations. So sometimes we, all of us shelters work together on a situation. This one, it's kind of tricky because we need the cooperation of the people.
Because it sounds like that they haven't been like invaded. I don't, that's not the right word, but they haven't been investigated by any animal control or something. It's not that somebody's gone in and confiscated the cats. It's just this mother and daughter heard about this situation, and sounds like maybe they're working behind the scenes with whoever the person or people involved that have these cats. And that's how they're working it. Okay. My experience, you know, in all these years and everyone that I've worked with, all that sort of thing, because I every once in a while have bumped into almost a hoarding type situation. But my experience in dealing with the people and, you know, and how does this happen? I don't think it's ever intentional that these people are not trying to abuse animals. Mm-hmm. In most cases, you know, they absolutely, it's the opposite. They just love cats so much, or, you know, love animals so much, and they want to help them and they want to care for them. And, you know, and they get, you know, a cat or a couple of cats, and then pretty soon there's others that need help. And, you know, in the rescue business, there's always animals that don't have homes and they just can't say no. And keep adding. And then after time, it's kind of like, you know, and I think we can all kind of understand this from time to time. We don't always see our own stuff. You know, you can look at someone else in their situation and, man, is that person messed up. They have a lot of issues. But in your own life, you can kind of just not see what's going on, you know, and learn to just... And so we're going to sometimes live in a world of denial, and we think we're doing well, and but it gets out of hand, and then you can't afford it. And then I don't know, then I think sometimes they feel guilty, or they don't want to ask for help, or don't want to get in trouble, and it just kind of snowballs. But I don't think these are bad people. I think their hearts are usually always in the right place.
Yes. And there
is that kind of your experience too?
In most cases it is. And they're ashamed that it's gotten out of hand, so they don't do anything. So then it's continues to get worse and worse and worse. And the worse it gets, the less likely they are to ask for help because they're embarrassed or ashamed. And we work really hard to not make people feel that way. This particular situation, it's not that. These people had a couple cats that they thought were a special breed. And so they were breeding them on purpose, thinking they could sell them and make money.
But unfortunately, that's the downside of this when it happens for that reason.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think that let's breed something and make money. I think from my perspective, you know, especially as an animal behavior therapist, but as a dog trainer, I see that more related to dogs. Let's breed and make money.
Mm.
So I'm constantly having to tell people that, and I call it the new age of dog of puppy mills. Because we got a lot of that stuff going on in our state, in Oregon. Not the horrible puppy mill situations we think of the cages stacked on top and filthy, filthy, filthy. They're often sort of nice places and usually out in the country and have some property and maybe clean and nice. But the people don't know what they're doing and are just doing it for money and have way too many dogs, and I see a lot of behavior issues as a result of that because of the poor genetics and not breeding for good temperaments and that sort of thing. So, unfortunately, I think there's a lot of that going on. Let's breed and make money, and then we find out that there isn't a lot of money in breeding animals. If you're doing it right, you don't make money.
Yeah.
Sure. All right, let's take care of our advertisers before we run out of time, and then we'll come back and find out anything else on Marilyn's list that you want to talk about, and then maybe we can we can talk about the kittens and when they come in and how old they are and what's included when you adopt, and we'll find out if there are any special kitties down there that are looking for forever homes. So stay right where you are. Lots more with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. We're the hosts of Conscious Talk Radio.
We're excited to tell you that while we continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at 8 a.m., we're also on 880 a.m. Kixie Mondays at 3.
As always, we bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We also share Conscious Minutes Fridays during the John Tess Show on Kixie.
Remember, Conscious Talk Radio on Fridays at 8 a.m. on KKNW for fresh shows every week.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And they make great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins, NuPro Nuggets. I've got one of my oldest kitty, Sophie. She just gets snooty and won't start eating her dinner unless she gets her NuPro Nuggets sprinkled on top. So they're really, really great, and you can use them as treats as well. And the dog supplements, absolutely fabulous, and especially if you have a shedding breed of dog, you want the hair to stay on your dog and not on your floor, NuPro is great. You can check out all the supplements at NuProSupplements.com. You can order them there. You can order on Amazon. Some of the, especially the dog supplements, you may find at your pet store. Check them out. And remember that I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to understand what's going on with their dogs, get all the problems they're having under control immediately, and then set you up on a program moving forward. I usually only have to see my clients once. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has problems with your dog friends, write down the number I'm going to give you and tell them to call me. I'll always talk to them for free. And if I'm not the right one to help them, I probably know who is. So you can hand out my phone number, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty then. We are in the middle of discussion with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. So Marilyn, you got any special kitties or anything going on that you want to chat with us about?
Oh boy, we have so many special kitties. We have, you'd have to go to our website to appreciate this cat. One, we have a cat named Roberto, and he's only two, but he has the look of like an old soul who's been here before. And, he's just awesome. He's a really good boy. He was abandoned at an apartment.
What color kitty?
He's a brown tabby, and he's brown got a tabby. Little bit of he's got a little bit of white.
I see lots of posts on Facebook that you guys post, you know, of the cats and kittens available. I don't remember seeing Roberto, but I didn't look this morning. So
yeah, he just came in on, I think it was Thursday.
Oh, okay. So I just may not have seen him yet.
He just hit the floor. I just literally put him on Pet Finder Friday afternoon. So he's a really awesome cat. We have lots of awesome cats. Kittens, lots of kittens. And a lot of them in the pipeline just waiting to come in.
Yeah, and you know, if you're looking to add a cat to your household, or you know, you want to get kittens, boy, it's a great place to get your kitties from because of everything that is included. So if we were to adopt kittens from Kirkland, what have you already done to when they become adoptable?
Yeah, so basically everything has been done. Everyone is, first and foremost, everyone is spayed and neutered. Everyone is viral tested for feline AIDS and leukemia. Everyone has had a series of vaccines, a series of dewormings. We run fecals on everybody. We send them to the lab just to make sure that they're parasite-free. They're all treated for all parasites. Roundworms, tapeworms, fleas, all of that. So they're good to go. Nothing needs to be done to these kitties. They just need some love.
Yep. So that makes an amazing difference that all of that has been done, because you know, I mean, you probably know, unless you've been under a rock somewhere, that veterinary medicine right now is one of those things that's way out of control, and total cost is unbelievably high.
There's have been a lot of problems within the profession. I mean, I think since the pandemic and with not being able to staff properly, I know my vet is only open 4 days a week. They had to start closing one day during the week, and they aren't open on the weekends anymore. So they're only open Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday and Friday, and they aren't taking any new clients. So it can be hard to find vets. When you do find them, care is expensive, and I almost pass out every time I hear what the going rate is if you have to pay for spaying and neutering at the vet. It's now hundreds of dollars. And totally illogical. Me, being a retired vet tech and who worked in veterinary medicine for 20 years, I know what's involved in a spay and neuter surgery. And it's not a big deal. And like a neuter a male cat, takes like 5 minutes. Spay a female cat, you know what you're doing? 10 minutes. Okay. It's not a long procedure. It's not long stuff. And to be charging hundreds and hundreds of dollars. I mean, when I was working in veterinary medicine back in the 60s and 70s, or 80s, I mean, neutering a cat was like $15.
Yeah.
You know, spaying a female is 25 or 30. Now, that might be a little low these days, but no more than twice that much. But we're talking hundreds and hundreds. So it just really is crazy to try to afford those things on your own. So you're much better off adopting from Meow when all of that stuff has been done. And some people mistakenly, I think, I want a really young kitten. Your kitty, the kittens that come into the shelter for whatever reason, either with pregnant moms or, you know, feral kitties or stray litters and so forth, they go into a foster home and are raised by your foster people until they're old enough. And I think that it's not necessarily age, it's weight, isn't it? That they a size they need to get to have their surgeries to be spayed and neutered.
Yeah, we like them to be about 3 pounds, and we need to make sure they're completely healthy, you know, no URIs going on or UTI or anything like that. But generally speaking, I'd say the average age of a spay-neuter for a kitten is 3 months.
Yeah, so once they weigh enough and can be spayed and neutered, then they get to come into the shelter to find their forever homes. And so you got a ballpark age of what time they usually land in the shelter? Is that like around 4 months, maybe 4 to 5 months?
You know, all ages. I would say the lion's share of kittens that come in are probably about 4 months old. We have some 3 month olds. We have 10 month olds. You know, they're all over the board, but mainly I would say about 4 months is the average age.
And
of
I would
kitten.
Say. There was a time in my life when I thought, oh, I would always want a very young kitten. But I've learned now it is much better that you don't get them when they're really, really young. That you get them when they're a little bit older, just like you would from Meow. They've, you know, weigh enough to be spayed and neutered. So they're in that 4 month category sort of thing when you adopt them. Because they've had a chance, a lot of good socialization time with, you know, litter mates and foster sort of situation. You can know who they are better at that point. You know, personalities are developing and behavior traits. You can know who's bonded with each other in terms of friendships and bonded litter mates and stuff if you're going to adopt a couple kitties, which is always a good idea to get two so they have each other to play with and stuff. But I find that they just integrate better into families, and you can better choose one that matches your personality and lifestyle. So I'm in big favor of adopting a little bit older kitten than a really young one, because I think you get better matches that way. What do you think, Marilyn?
I wholeheartedly agree. Little kittens are all adorable and playful and energetic, but they don't turn out the same. They're all different, and It happened to me one time. I adopted one of my foster kittens because she was so outgoing and friendly and happy. And she, for whatever reason, turned out to be the biggest scaredy cat I've ever had. So, you know, you just don't know what their personality is going to be like when they mature into an adult cat.
All righty, I just looked at the clock, and we've talked way over, so we've got to wrap this up. But anyway, it was so good to catch up with you, Marilyn. Check it out, meowcatrescue.org. You can check on, click on available cats and kittens or dogs and puppies, and they'll be open this afternoon from 1 to 5, so you can go into the shelter and pick out a kitty, and it's a great deal. So do it. And Marilyn, thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us, and I'll look forward to talking to you the first Sunday of October. Wow.
Okay.
All righty. Thanks, Marilyn. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. We got to hurry up and fire up that love train. So remember, you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required. This is where we get up, get a little bit of exercise, get our juices flowing. And when we're dancing to the love train, remember, we're going to send God's love and light all over the world. Love, love, love all over the country, all over the world. It's needed everywhere. Oh, man, I can't get started or I'll go on forever there. So anyway, love all over the country, love all over the planet, and as always, I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train, and it's coming right up in Help Animals India right after Love Train. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.